A question that has taken shape here in the last couple of years with the gyrations in the agricultural economy. Should producers look toward diversifying their operations into a crop and livestock setup as opposed to specializing in one or the other? A team of agricultural economists at K-State addressed that. One of them is with us now, Dustin Pendle. Dustin, before we talk about why this has become a question in vogue once again, might want to define diversification of operations as you would see it.
Right. Yeah, that's a great question, Eric. Diversification, the way we're kind of defining it here, just in a general sense, it's an increase in the number of enterprises on a given operation or given farm. Mm-hmm. So instead of maybe just growing crops, maybe you do crops livestock. Or if you just grow one particular crop, maybe you have corn and soybeans or corn and wheat.
But we'll keep it in the simplest sense there. And yes, that could manifest itself a lot of ways, of course. But why is this of interest now? And it does have to do with the various enterprises going different directions economically, right?
Yep. If we start back, going back to early 2006 through the mid 2013, what we saw is we saw crop prices tend to go up. So we had higher returns to the crops. Following 2013, mid 13, we, you know, even through today, we've seen prices of your grains falling. Well, if you also look at your returns to your cow-calf operations, we have seen, you know, starting late December of 2009 all the way through April of 2015, those prices and returns happened to go up quite a bit. Mm-hmm. And so probably 2014 all the way through mid-2015, we started getting that question from different producers is, should we consider diversifying out of crops only back into adding some livestock into the operations?
So the idea, it's more of a risk management thought that if one is hurting economically, the other could take up the slack.
That's absolutely correct. If prices or the returns are falling in one area, you might have higher returns in the other to kind of offset that or hedge against that.
Now, you and your colleagues here at K-State, Glenn Tonzer and Michael Taylor, did do some legwork here correlating crop returns and cow-calf returns with some interesting trends that we've seen over time.
Correct. So the way to kind of address this question, we start off by looking at the correlations, where we define a correlation just as the relationship between two variables. And so looking at the returns to crops, more specifically corn and to cow-calf operations, if you look at the correlations between those returns from 1975 to 2015, we saw a positive correlation, and that suggests that the returns move in the same direction, which might not lead itself to being a real good risk management tool. However, if you break up that 1975 to 2015 across different time periods, which we did, and we followed the cattle cycle, what we've seen from 1975 all the way to more recent cattle cycle, the correlations have become negative, which would suggest that diversifying from a crops to including livestock, cow-calf, could serve as a risk management tool.
Because once again, the ebb and flow of each market suggests that a balance would be helpful here to the overall bottom line of the producer. And you did draw some information from the Kansas Farm Management Association on the trends in net farm income, comparing crop only to the crop livestock mix?
Yeah, and so that's interesting. We used the Kansas Farm Management Association data set, took a look at net farm income by farm type. And by farm type, we're just referring to a crop only versus a diversified crop livestock operation. And what we saw from the early 80s through mid-2000s was the net farm income, regardless whether it's crop only or diversified operation, the trends, they seem to be, the net farm incomes seem to be similar. Mm-hmm. We saw a little bit of divergence in 04 and 05 with your diversified farms having a higher net farm income. And then between 06 and 2013, we saw the crop only farms have a much higher net farm income, which we talked about earlier relating back to the high crop prices. However, fast forward into 2015, we see that the net farm income is pretty much the same between those two types of farms. So historically, maybe this, if you take a look at the 1980 through the mid-2000s and even in 2015, diversification hasn't hurt the producers, as the diversified farms have had similar net farm incomes as the crop-only farms.
Mm-hmm. So it lends credence to the idea of possibly diversification having the edge. We'll talk about that a little more. But there are some reasons to consider as far as why one would want to specialize as opposed to diversify, right?
Absolutely. We took a look at the KFMA data looking at what percent of labor, what percent producers' time is invested in crops and livestock operations. And what we've seen is producers are spending more percent of their time in the crops, mm-hmm. less in the livestock, so which would suggest they're becoming more specialized, and which leads to the question. Your question is, why are people becoming more specialized or less diversified? And, you know, I think there's a number of reasons that we came up with. We're starting to see more crop insurance products. More people are becoming invested or using crop insurance products, which is another risk management tool. Economies of scale. You know, small-scale producers are spending 2 to 3 times more on feed costs than compared to your large operators. Mm-hmm. Labor prices, wage prices have been going up across time, and that relates to technology because we've seen some pretty significant technological improvements on the crop side, you know, wider equipment, auto, steer.
Precision technologies.
Precision technologies have allowed producers to substitute from labor, more labor-intensive, to more capital-intensive. And then if you relate that, I think that relates to age. As we get older, as a producer gets older, it's you can continue farming longer, I think, in a cropping as opposed to the physically demanding livestock environment. Then we also think that possible vertical coordination, as we see beef operations becoming more vertically integrated or participating in alliances, that could help contribute to more specialization as well.
But there are pros and cons to diversification as well, and you've captured those.
Absolutely. There are some pros or advantages of diversification, such as it's a risk management tool, as we've pointed out. It helps reduce or manage your price risk, yield risk, input supply risk, helps you manage your cash flow a little better. You have labor that's now engaged maybe all year round as opposed to just certain times of the
Seasonal,
year.
Seasonal, right.
Equipment, you might have certain pieces of equipment that only get used maybe during the fall, spring, but now you can maybe use them over the winter. So you're utilizing your equipment. There's some agronomic benefits such as improvements in soil structure, soil fertility, weed control, et cetera. And then land use. If I have a piece of land that's got cropland, but it might have a small piece of pasture on it, that you can fully utilize that in addition to cover crops as mm-hmm. well. You could possibly kind of do a double crop or a cover crop.
If you look at the downside of diversification, oddly, some of the same things that support the idea can also be considered detriments.
Absolutely. If you take a look at some of the disadvantages of diversification, we can talk about labor, like we saw before, as an advantage. Maybe you don't have enough labor to try to take on this, or maybe your labor is not specialized. Maybe you're really good at growing crops, but you don't know much about the livestock side. Equipment. Maybe, again, you don't have enough equipment or you don't have a capital to purchase the equipment that you would need to diversify into livestock, such as fences, waters, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Economies of scale, that would be definitely a disadvantage. If you have a small land base to begin with, now you're breaking part of it up into a livestock and part of it into crops, so you're not able to take advantage of those economies of size. Mm-hmm. Agronomics, before we pointed out, you know, improvements in soil structure, soil fertility, et cetera. Now we can talk about maybe environmental effects. We've also seen some research that talks about the reduction in crop diversity, loss in soil organic matter, different degradations of soil physical characteristics, soil erosion, et cetera. Mm-hmm. And then finally, kind of related back to the labor, is the management expertise. You know, you might be really good at growing and producing, managing crops, but you don't have that expertise on the livestock side.
Well, then, you pull all of these variables together, and there's lots to chew on here, but as you and your colleagues considered the end result here, whether it pays to return to a diversified crop livestock operation or to stay with a specialized crop operation, is there a simple yes or no to that question, Dustin?
Unfortunately, there's not a simple yes or no question, Eric. You know, some of the data suggests that looking at the correlations, it makes sense from a risk management perspective. If you take a look at some of the net farm income historically, maybe it makes sense. However, you take a look at some of the actual data that says, no, we're becoming more specialized across time into a crop only or livestock. And we talked about some advantages and disadvantages of that. And so at the end of the day, not everyone's going to fit a particular model. I think every individual operation has to look at, you know, what are its strengths, what are its resource bases, and make that decision if they should diversify or not.
And they have to do this homework, not only looking at the present day, but do a bit of projection into the future as to where those trends might likely rest in the next 5 or 10 years, do they not?
Yeah, that's true. It's not only what's historically been done, but, you know, what do you think, you know, projecting forward in the next 5, 10, 15 years, what do you think will happen with the different prices and the different resource bases?
It's something to ponder. Should one consider returning to a diversified crop livestock operation? Dustin, thanks for the quick look at what you and your associates had to share right here.
Thank you.
He's Dustin Pendle, an agricultural economist at Kansas State University.